I want to bring Bill back in here. Bill, you know, I know that that you haven't attended a talk yet, but what would your opinion be with respect to, well, coming and listening?
I look forward to it. I think it would be beneficial. It's just more support to the existing program. I think it's something that everybody could benefit from.
Do you feel, and it sounds like you do, but do you feel more empowered regarding, you know, the quality of your life and what you're experiencing?
I do. I feel one of the things that I've really noticed is it's like the fog has passed over. I think clearly I have more energy. Therefore, I have more time to do things that need to be done.
That's just so cool. Because, you know, we have busy lives. Everybody has busy. In fact, most of our lives are kind of over the top. We've got a lot of oars. A lot of oars in the water, and it can be pretty overwhelming. And so, so obviously your life has changed with respect to your symptoms. Has it changed with respect to what you could or could not do before the experience with nutrition response testing and your nutritional healing program?
Well, yeah. You know, again, I feel healthier. I'm 44 years old. I have two young kids. I have a 3- and a 4-year-old. They're hard to keep up with, and I noticed I was struggling keeping up with them. You know, they want to be held, they want to be carried, they want to play, they want a rough house, you know, all the normal kid stuff. And I know that I've always been pretty good physical condition, I thought, but I was struggling spending time with my kids. It was really affecting me, you know, just the lack of energy, the joint pain and stuff, and of course, always suffering from the pain of the acid reflux. Now, we play like a bunch of kids.
And what's that worth? I mean, talk about that just a bit. What's that worth?
Oh, it's you can't put a price tag on it. Yeah, you can't. It's just spending that type of quality time with your kids is just, you can't put a price on it. It's a real short time, you know, for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's definitely the bee's knees. It's a must. And people so many people are suffering needlessly. You know, as it turns out, has anybody else noticed any changes in you? Has anybody said anything? It's kind of early in the game, but you know, I'm just curious.
No, nobody's just. I've told so many people about it; they know what direction I'm heading in. So, nobody that I haven't told is just out of the blue said, "You know, boy, you look better, or you're sure acting different, or anything like that." No, I haven't experienced that yet, but. Again, like you say, it's still pretty early in the game, but, you know, I had a question for you.
Sure.
And I think I already know your answer, but you don't necessarily need to have symptoms to benefit from your nutritional program.
I am so glad you asked that question. And folks, by the way, I did not pay him to ask that question, did I? I mean, I think the question is, you know, to convey my intensity and desire and wish for people not to wait. I don't know what else I can say. Why wait? I mean, what would you say?
Right. Oh, I would say don't wait until you have symptoms.
Because
go in and be tested and find out what you are lacking. What you're lacking, there's something nutritionally. I think everybody's probably lacking. Our food supply is just not what it used to be.
It's certainly what I've experienced, you know, if you look around, you look at what you're eating, you're just walking to the store. What are people doing? It's actually scary, isn't it?
It is.
It's scary. I mean, my mentor, I have a number of them, but going way back, the person whose shoulders I stand on with respect to nutrition in general is Royal Lee. And he used to say that people dig their graves one bite at a time.
Interesting.
That's what he used to say. You know, standing on the outside, he used to say that. I mean, and now you know what you know. What, I mean, you can kind of see where he's coming from.
Sure.
You know, and symptoms are just that. They're symptoms. They are not the problem, right? They're what stimulate us to take action, but they're not the problem. The problem lies in a much different place, a much deeper place. And you understand that now.
I do.
And what place is that?
The root cause of my problem simply was nutrition. I was not getting what I needed for my body to operate properly. And you know, through your program and the way you identify, you know, it's pretty unique the way you identify what people's deficiencies are. I mean, it was unheard of to me.
Yeah, it's pretty unusual.
I haven't only just worked with medical doctors. I worked with naturopaths, and as you well know, the naturopaths have some excellent tools at their disposal, but they still don't have the technology to pinpoint exactly what it is that's bothering you.
It's so funny, Bill. You're so amazingly, you know, observant and acute. That's exactly right. That's exactly what's missing. That's what the nutrition response testing technology allows us to do, is to pinpoint the cause, right? I mean, that's why you get the results you get. First of all, number one, you were willing, you were open. Number two, you did exactly what the program, you took the recommendations, you just went for it 100%. And that's why you've seen such, well, startling results, you know, on the front side. And I want to be very clear with people in general that, you know, this may not be your experience. That is to say, 12 days into a nutritional healing program after 16 years of suffering, will you experience such, you know, an amazing turnaround that Bill has experienced. But you will experience your turnaround. And you would feel comfortable in saying that, wouldn't you, Bill?
Yes, I would.
And that's just someone that I've known for less than 2 weeks, because the way that we go about finding it out, which, by the way, is described both in my book, The Great Health Heist, which is available for anybody to purchase on the website, thegreathealthheist.com, or if you call in, send me an email, I'd be happy to get you a free copy for all you KPAM listeners. Or you could go to my website, AccuNatural, acunatural.com, the website that Bill was referring to, and you'll learn a lot more about this nutrition response testing and how it actually pinpoints what's going on. And so that question, did I answer that question, you know, well enough for you? I mean, I think, like you said, you know what the answer is. But boy, if we could get people before, you know, they suffered for 16 years, I mean, what would you say about that?
I would say just do it. You might feel good now. I'm pretty sure that you're lacking something in your diet somewhere nutritionally, and the symptoms, the problem will rear its ugly head somewhere along the line in your life.
Why would you say that? Why would you say you're pretty sure that most people are that way? I'd just love to hear it in your words.
Well, I just, again, I go back to the foods. You know, if you just pay attention to what's going on with the population and how they've condensed farming and the pesticides and the different things that they're using and the genetically modifying of seeds and different things like that, you know, they've depleted the soils, and they're trying to put the nutrition stuff back in chemically. So, I mean, that's real life. That's what you're dealing with. That's your food source. And again, it's just not what it used to be.
And what would you? We've got to take a quick break here.